call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, I spoke to our correspondent in Adelaide, Zoe Canandes, on federal environment laws and a petition to raise the age of criminal responsibility. However, we talked first about updates to welfare. Here's Zoe.
So the government have announced in the past week that the JobKeeper payment, which is the wage subsidy payments that we are receiving here in Australia if we've lost our job, our hours have been decreased due to COVID-19, and the Job Seeker payment, which is what previously was called Newstart, the welfare payment which unemployed Australians receive from Centrelink, that they would further on after September. So they've changed their tune a little bit to a bit of a surprise and a bit of a relief as well, to be perfectly honest. These payments were meant to finish in September, and the JobSeeker payment was meant to go back to normal in September, which would have been below the poverty line in Australia. So they have decided that JobKeeper will fall from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200 a fortnight in September. Then it will fall again in 2021. And then the JobSeeker payment will fall from $1,100 to $800 a fortnight in September. It is an interesting shift from their steadfast, pretty heavy-handed approach of these supplements that they were going to end, and they haven't. And it is good news, but of course there is some mixed reactions to the payment changes. We know that, especially for JobSeeker, I feel the Raise the Rate campaign in Australia has been pushing so hard to make these welfare payments a much more livable wage for people. And that's not to say that $800 a fortnight is particularly bad, but it does feel, and to know that it will probably go back to normal in 2021 makes a lot of people feel a bit on edge. Another interesting fact about these payment changes is that people who were working fewer than 20 hours a week before COVID-19 will receive $250 a fortnight, opposed to people working over who will receive $120 per fortnight. This is all before tax. So it's just been interesting week, mixed reactions. There's good and bad in this story, but there is an overall sense of relief. I personally lost my job completely. I worked in travel as well. As radio, I worked in travel, and that's obviously, my job is not going to be resuming anytime soon. So there is a lot of people who are feeling a lot of relief from this, and it's an interesting move from the Morrison government, I'd say.
It's very tough indeed. But moving on, there is also, I think, would you say controversy over and environment protection and biodiversity conservation bill?
Yes, yeah, it's a tricky one to say. The Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is the first draft of this act has been proposed to government, has been released, the draft, and there's so many calls on this needing to change before the final release, which is in October, towards the end of the year. So conservationists have criticised the Morrison government's plan to sort of rush through this legislation, implementing a whole new environmental approval rules. They're warning that it is far too vague and won't actually really protect wildlife or the environment for future generations. We know that this, under this coalition government, that their care for the environment is
not
lacking.
Yeah, not a very good track record on the environment, is it?
Yeah. You could, to say the least, I feel. And so they've put out this new act that was highly in response to a lot of the climate protests last year and this whole rhetoric around climate that the general public are having at the moment. To see that this first draft is already being heavily criticised by scientists and conservationists and environmental activists is a bit of a scary step. That there does need to be some big changes. The Environmental Minister, Susan Ley, has promised draft laws to change to this Act, and it will be introduced into Parliament in the coming months, in next month, before a review of the legislation, which will be concluded at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of recent, can it be described as environmental blunders, particularly around events like the Adani mine in Queensland. But moving on to today's final topic is about raising the criminal age. And I'm quite interested in this. So what's the story behind this?
So across Australia, children as young as 10 can be arrested by police, charged with an offence, and then put before a court and locked away in prison. It's a pretty blunt statement, but it's actually the complete truth. And so there is now this campaign launched yesterday. It's called Raise the Age, and it's calling on the federal, state and territory governments to do what is obviously right and change these laws to raise the age so children aged 10 to 13 aren't being sent to prison. Obviously, children belong on playgrounds and classrooms and having fun and learning and growing despite, you know, mistakes or circumstances that have been put onto them. The rate of imprisonment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people in the Northern Territory, for example, is 43 times the rate for non-Indigenous children, and 17 times the rate nationally, and this is according to some new statistics out as well this week. It's vile, really, to think that young people, especially Indigenous young people, are being locked away at much higher rates than anyone else at such a young age for things like stealing a Freddo frog or being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's unacceptable that the government thinks that they could do that. And we have seen in the past things like Dondale Youth Detention Centre and the vile, awful imagery that came out from there and the experiences of these young people in these, you know, prisons. It has to stop. So this campaign is really pushing to do that. And I actually would like to ask your listeners if they would be happy to go to raisetheage.org.au. Hopefully you can access that website from New Zealand. It has a lot of great resources, stories and information about this topic, but it also just has the petition that you can sign. It takes a quick second, and it is calling on all the governments here in Australia to raise the age of imprisonment, which will be very soon put in front of Parliament to be able to change.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.